الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Islam, every one of us wants to be on the right path. But to be on the right path, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us the divine prescription. We all know Ayatul Kursi. Read the verse immediately after Ayatul Kursi, and there Almighty Allah states, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Whosoever rejects all the evil, devilish systems and believes in Almighty Allah, believes in Islam, فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْهُثْقَى. Then that person is held on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. This rope of Almighty Allah never snaps off. In Urdu it sounds beautiful. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi chhoot sakti hai. This rope of Almighty Allah never snaps. But when we release our grip on it, then it will slip away from us. So see the lesson Almighty Allah is teaching us. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. First we have to reject all the evil ideologies. We have to reject all the people who want to snatch our iman away. Our kalima, our very foundation, our formula starts with a negation as well. La ilaha illallah. When we make a person a Muslim, so we explain to him there is no God, there is no deity. God, small g. Illallah, except Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And if a person only knows English, we tell him God, capital G. Muhammadur Rasulullah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So today's talk, my brothers, is a unique topic for you. And that is, the Shias will pose questions to us. And how should we respond to the questions, objections raised by the Shias? And it's not just an emotional response, it has to be done academically. So I'll take 5 questions of the Shias and we will respond to each one of them. First one, they tell us, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, supposed to be the successor of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhum. So when we ask them that why must Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu be the successor, what is the rationale? They say after the Hajj. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarramah on the 14th of Zulhijjah, the 10th year after Hijrah. On the 18th of Zulhijjah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and we accept the hadith. And then Nabi alayhi salam said regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Man kuntum maulahu fa aliyun maula. Who is the friend of Sayyidina Ali? Then I am his friend. Who is Sayyidina Ali's friend is my friend. So in that way there they say, see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam designated him on the 18th of Zilhijjah, the 10th year after Hijrah, and that shows that he was entitled to be the successor. We say, why are you telling the people half the story? Now our rebuttal, our response. The 11th year of the Hijrah starts. It is the month of Safar, and the month of Safar reaches its ending. The Master alayhi salam falls ill. Beginning of Rabi'ul Awwal, 11th year of the Hijrah, the Master alayhi salatu salam's condition deteriorates. Now it is Thursday. That Thursday, remember Isha time. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the Sahaba, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he must perform the imamat. Now this is right in the latter portion of the life of the Master alayhi salatu wa salam. So Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning, Fajr time, 17 first salat, the imamat was performed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. If Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be the Khalifa, then how come not one salat Nabi alayhi salam told him that you make imamat? So it shows Sayyidina Ali is reading salat behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So this is a clear proof that he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to be the Khalifa. And this was distinctly shown, not with one, two salat, but by 17 salat, as I explained to you. Second one, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, remember this reference, Surah 9 verse 40. Surah 9 verse 40. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, left Makkah Mukarramah. They spent 3 nights in Ghar Thawr. And Ghar Thawr is the cave just outside Makkah Mukarramah. There Almighty Allah revealed the verse. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was not worried about himself. He was concerned about the Master alayhi salam. So Almighty Allah states, Thani Athnain Idh Yaqulu Li Sahibihi. The second of the two is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the first one, the Master alayhi salam. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his beloved companion, La tahzan. Don't be worried, don't be sad. Inna Allah ma'ana. Almighty Allah's assistance and help is all with us. Not with me, with us. Brothers, sisters, remember Quran is telling you, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is the second of the two. He's the second of the two. Listen carefully. He's the second of the two in Ghar Thawr. He's the second of the two when they entered Medina Munawwara. He's the second of the two on the Musalla of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Shia, la'anahumullah. Allah's curse be upon you Shias. You want to take away the virtue of Sayyidina Abu Bakr? Even today he is Thani Athnain. Who is buried right next to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam? So understand that what Shias are saying holds no weight. It's not even logical. Hajj time, there were 124,000 Sahaba. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to designate a Khalifa, he should have done it then. So why do it in Ghadir Khum? Few hundred Sahaba are there. So remember, it was to show the virtues of Sayyidina Ali, but not as a successor. The successor, you look at the chronological table, and that shows you is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Hence, the objection of the Shias is not worth the paper on which it is written. One. Second objection there is, they say, Allah forbid, in Arabic we say, Naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin. In Farsi Persian we say, Nakale kufr, kufr nabashir. They, the Shia, la'anahumullah, say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is not fit to be the Khalifa. So we ask them why. They say that he usurped the share, the inheritance of Siddiqa, of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is true, we accept it. When I say true, I mean this what I'm going to tell you. The demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam took place on Monday 12th Rabiul Awwal, the 11th year after Hijrah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha came and she said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Khalifa da Rasulullah, my father passed away, so my inheritance. So when the battle of Khaybar took place in the year 7th year after Hijrah, the month is Muharram, and the Muslims defeated the Jews, and I've been to Khaybar, is 150 kilometers away from Medina. So they remember Sayyidina Ali played a pivotal role, and one title of Sayyidina Ali is Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. Nevertheless, so there, the Muslims were given the booty and so forth. So one thing that came was an orchard, a garden known as Fadak. So she requested and said, I want to get my share. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq told Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, I heard myself, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Nahnu ma'ashirul anbiya. We are the anbiya and prophets and messengers. La narithu wa la nurith. That we don't inherit, and when we pass away, our demise takes place, then no one inherits from us. What we left will go for sadaqah and charity, open Mustad Ahmad Mishkat Sharif. Our counter-argument to that of the Shias is, that is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Sayyida Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's daughter is Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. She is the honorable wife. In her house, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise took place. Did the wives of Nabi alayhi salam inherit? Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Maymuna, Sayyida Zainab, all the honorable wives, did they inherit? None of the wives inherited. If Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha did not inherit, and Sayyida Fatima did not inherit, so remember, then you can't raise the objection because the wives of Nabi alayhi salam did not inherit as well. If Sayyidina Abu Bakr gave a share to Sayyida Aisha and the other wives and deprived Sayyida Fatima, then your objection is valid. So remember, they want to taint. Remember Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. But when you look at the facts, then you must remember what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq did is 100% correct. So you must remember that as well. Third objection they raise regarding the issue of Ahlul Bayt. Who is the Ahlul Bayt? So remember that. So when we ask the Shia, they say Ahlul Bayt, Punjtan Park. And you will find in our Muslim houses also sometime we propagate that, what the Shias are telling us. That Ahlul Bayt refers to five individuals only. Who? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he's the husband obviously of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So only these five are the Ahlul Bayt, the household. That is what the Shias want to tell us, and they quote Surah 33, verse 33. Innama yuridu Allahu liyudhhiba ankum ar-ritsa ahlal bayti wa yutahhirakum tathira. We say Shia, again you are lying. See logically and see from Quran. We break their argument. When I had the debate, step by step, step by step, so every argument I broke, that person accepted that yes, you won. And so like this, I'm doing it very briefly now. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the father. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the daughter. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma are the grandchildren. So what happened to the honorable wife of the master alayhi salatu wasalam? What happened to the mother of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha? Who is the mother? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. They exclude the honorable wives of the master alayhi salatu wasalam. Why they say they love Sayyida Khadija. They hate Hazrat Aisha, Allah forbid. But they say they love Sayyida Khadija. So if you love Sayyida Khadija, how come she is not part of the household? So you must remember there again, they show their true colors. They excluded Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha because of the intense hatred for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar and their daughters. If they included Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, then they have to include Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. Then they have to include Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, the daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha. So what they did, they excluded all the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Go and read the Quran. Ahlul Bayt come thrice in the Quran. Always it refers to the women. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِئِهِ. So go read the story of Musa alayhi salam. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. It refers to the mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Ahlul Bayt refers to who? The women. So you see that the story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Ahlul Bayt. So where they were given the glad tidings that you, O Sarah, you will give birth. And here it is mentioned. Read Surah 33. Read the verses before this. Read the verse after that. All to do with the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. The wives of Nabi alayhi salam, Quran says, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. You, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, you are not like the other women of the world. You are the greatest women for all times. The Quran is telling you this. Almighty Allah states, for the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, Surah 24, verse 26, At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, wa-tayyibuna lit-tayyibat. Each one of them is pure and chaste. And al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. And remember, the ones who are impure will go for the impure. So that is what we say, what the Quran is saying. So we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say Ahlul Bayt. First and foremost refers to the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Thereafter the children. Thereafter the grandchildren. So understand, when you speak of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then what does it mean? So it means Ahlul Bayt is not five people only. It refers to the honorable wives, all 11 wives, all the children, all the son-in-laws. And it refers to the grandchildren. That is Ahlul Bayt in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we make dua for them, if you knew Arabic, then Imam Shafi'i, who was a master of the Arabic language, he was a linguist by excellence. If there is the book called Diwan al-Shafi'i, I don't know if you'll understand the poetry also. Imam Shafi reads a poem on this topic. Lokan al-Rivda. Poetry of Imam Shafi. Lokan al-Rivda hubbu Ali Muhammadi. If Shia Azam, if hypothetically a conditional clause. Lokan al-Rivda hubbu Ali Muhammadi. If Shia Azam Rawafis was really truly the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam family. فَلْيَشْهَدِ ثَقَلَانِ. That every human being, let every jinn bear testimony, أَنِّي رَافِذِي, that I am also a Shia. You understood what he's trying to say? That they lie in their claim that they love the family of Nabi alayhi salam. How can you love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family? Surah 33 verse 59. So Almighty Allah states, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِي قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ. You tell your beloved wives and you tell your beloved daughters, Banatik, four daughters. Shia say Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam only has one daughter. They reject Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. They reject Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. They reject Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. Who is rejecting the family of Nabi alayhi salam? So understand this properly. So when we speak, so remember, we speak from Quran, we speak from Sunnah. Briefly, I explained to you, number one, about the issue of the imamate of Sayyidina Ali or the Khilafat successor, and about Fadak, the inheritance, and third, the Ahlul Bayt, fourth one. So they want to always attack, criticize Sahaba. Allah forbid. I told you last night, and I'll repeat it because it's of paramount importance. Surah 9, verse 79. It is the month of Rajab. It is the ninth year after Hijrah. 30,000 Sahaba are going to leave Medina. Every male able, capable, was commanded, instructed by the Master alayhi salam, you must participate in this battle. To go from Medina to Tabuk today will take you by plane 1.5 hours. They had to go walking. The logistics, it was, you know, beyond their means. So remember, 30,000, how do you arrange? So Sahaba, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu gave 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins. Somebody gave this, somebody gave that. When they contributed substantially, the munafiqeen, hypocrites said, Mura'in, you're just showing off. Some poor Sahaba came and they just brought 0.5 kilo, 1 kilo, 0.25 kilo of dates. People objected on them, and see how Almighty Allah defends the honor of the companions, the beloved Sahaba. Surah 9 verse 79. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم. Those who criticize, those who want to find fault, and criticize the Sahaba and whoever contributed, and they mock them for yaskharuna minhum. Allah says, how dare you? Sakhir Allah minhum. Allah will mock you. And today you can see, I sit in this masjid and tell you, wallah, any person, kain and mankan, whoever it is, the day he starts at cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, I tell you, wallahi, in this masjid, he can never die on iman. Quran is telling you this. Sakhir Allahu minhum walahum adabun alim. And Allah will dispatch them to the punishment, horrible, terrible, painful punishment. Surah 9, verse 79. The Shias raise the objections and they say, why are you Sunnis, me and you, making noise? Sahaba also used to practice mut'ah. Mut'ah, they translated Shia, la'anahumullah. La'anahumullah means Allah's curse be upon them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said we must curse them. I'll give you the hadith now. So you must remember that they say Sahaba used to practice mut'ah. I say, hasha wa kalla. Wallahi yulahi. In time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mut'ah was practiced for a temporary period, not at home. When the Sahaba used to go out in jihad, far, far countries, the men only were going. So for a temporary short period, it was allowed. How alcohol was allowed, then abrogated, cancelled. So mut'ah was allowed. You go to Iran, you go to Iraq, you go to all these places. So what do you see now? At home, they are practicing on this prostitution. I give you three evidence, and the Shias want to hide this. You must challenge them on this. I have the book, they gave it to me. The book written by Khomeini La'anahullah. And the book's name, Tawdihul Masail. In there, Khomeini writes, it's 1 o'clock, for example, now. You give $50, 50 rand, 50 rupees, whatever you agree on to the girl, you don't need the father's permission, you don't need witnesses, nothing. You use her, abuse her for 1 hour, 2 o'clock she goes this way, you go this way, this is permissible. So what is Khomeini? He is the father of prostitution. Will you agree or you don't agree? I'm asking you. Will you allow your daughter to go with somebody for 1 hour? So this Khomeini wrote. You go to BBC documentaries, and they carried it 3-4 months ago. And they went to Iraq. And you know, they are professionals, not like us, we all small guys. So they had their investigating journalist. And he went to Iraq, and he said, I want to make mut'ah. They asked him, how long? Half an hour, 1 hour, 1 day, 5 days? These are the various prices. And they expose everything, and they call it, these are non-Muslims. They said, prostitution in Iraq. This is what they want to use your daughters and sisters. Understand, you who are sympathetic to the Shias, and you say we must be united. This is what they want to do. And they will use, and then they'll tell you, go fly a kite. So remember what the Shias are saying, absolute lie. Never in Islam was mut'ah permissible at home. It was permissible on a journey and for a short period, then abrogated. And just like alcohol was abrogated, similarly, now it will be a foolish person to come and say that, remember that alcohol, Sahaba drank and therefore is permissible today. Come brothers inside, his brother standing there. Come inside brothers, there's enough place for the brothers, come inside. Whoever you are, I don't like you must stand. Come inside, there's place for everybody. Whenever we say this place, keep place in the hearts, brothers. Then there will be place for everybody. Next objection they raise, you must remember, against us. Against...
Regarding the Ahlul Bayt, Rasulullah says about Salman Farsi.
Yeah. Salman Minna. Salman Farsi's hadith, authentic hadith also. So this morning I told somebody of Salman Farsi. So you must remember, Salman Farsi also is Ahlul Bayt, 100%. Somebody this morning asked me of Salman Farsi. I told him I went to his grave. He is buried in Madain. These are Sahaba. Sahaba, اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه. So they say the Shia Sahaba, 90%, 95% became murtad, Allah forbid. See what Quran says. See karamat of Sahaba after their demise. The teacher Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is Jumu'ah, Surah 62, verse 2. What were the functions of the Master alayhi salam? Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Recite for them the Quran Sharif. So they recited it correctly. They were Arabs, but yet they required a teacher. Wa yuzakkihim, and purify them externally from kufr and shirk and blasphemy and polytheism. Internally from pride and arrogance and jealousy and so forth. Wa yuallimuhumul kitab wal hikmah, and teach them the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. So that were the functions of the Master alayhi salam. The first madrasa was Dar-e Arqam. Today when you go Safa Marwa, next to Safa was the house of Arqam radiallahu anhu, where Sayyidina Umar embraced Islam. So that was the first madrasa. Then in Medina, Masjid Nabawi, with a hostel and everything, Ashab-e Suffa. The teacher is the Master alayhi salatu salam. The students are the beloved companions, Sahaba, male, female, adult and children. The curriculum is Quran Sharif and the Sunnah, Surah 62 verse 2. Now you have the best place, the best teacher, the best syllabi, the best curriculum. Who is going to take your examination? Mona Ilyas called me here and says, examine and take the exams of my students. External examiner, for example. Don't worry students, I won't examine you. I know your wuzu will break just now. So anyway, you must remember that. So external examiner. Allah Jalla Wala states in Surah 49, verses number 2, 3, 4. Who are the Sahaba? This Arabic you will understand. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ إِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Allah Jalla Wala took their imtihan. What examination? Do they have taqwa, piety? Me and you, we sanctimonious today. We have a double identity. Friday come, we got our jubba, kubba, and everything. Good Muslim. Saturday, Sunday come, we right in the beach with a bikini and a stikini. So, razi rahe, rahman bi, khush rahe, shaitan bi. We want to please Allah, we want to please shaitan. Sahaba, nay. Day and night, they were devoted, dedicated. Allah announces the results. Lahum maghfiratu wa ajrun azim. For them is forgiveness. For them they pass with great magnificent reward with distinction. Time came to confer certificate. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Almighty Allah. Shia say no, it's only some of them. We say nay. Wa kullu wa adallahu al-husna. Chapter 57 verse 10. Allah gave glad tidings to every sahabi, male, female, adult and child. Who are sahaba? Jazakallah khair, brother. So Salman Farsi, 1929, I give you this incident and I finish. 1929, and I went, mashallah, not in 29 now, 2000 I was there. 29 I wasn't born by. So anyway, you must remember, if you go to Madain in Iraq, so the incident took place, the king of that time, King Farooq his name, so anyway he saw a dream. Water is seeping into the graves of the Sahaba. But king did not worry too much. He forgot. The grand mufti of that time, after a few days, saw the water seeping into the graves of Sahaba. He ran and came to the authorities, told them, we have to do something. The king remembered. He said, it's true. I also saw it. They had an emergency meeting. We have to exhume the bodies. Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu warda. He lived for 250 years. Then, that's Karamat of Salman. Second one, Huzaifa bin Yaman, Sahibu Silli Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the confidant of the master. Third one, Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anhu. So the ulama of Iraq, emergency meeting, government agrees, authority, yes, we will exhume. Ulama of Hijaz, so Hijaz in Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, they said, no. The news spread like fire. Said, no, you can't do that. Why? Hajj is very near. This is a historic occasion. We also want to be witness to this. So they postponed it, deferred it to after Hajj. Thousands of people came. Lo and behold, one by one, they started exhuming the body. Salman Farsi, his eyes shining, his body all glittering with nur. Sahaba radiallahu anh. And Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anh. Body shining, eyes glittering, everything. Everyone's body intact. They took them and buried them in a new place in Madinah. That is the place I went to. So my brothers, my message to you is, we must say, and say it loudly and boldly. I'm on air now and thousands of people are listening. As far as Shias go, they're out of the fold of Islam. I told you yesterday, who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh? Sayyidina Hussein cursed them, and therefore till today on Ashura, in Cape Town, in Iran, in Iraq, in Pakistan, everywhere you go, you will see they hit themselves on the 10th of Muharram. Why are they hitting themselves? Because the dua, the bad dua of Sayyidina Hussein is on them. And therefore they hit themselves and curse themselves. Second one, the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, Hazrat Zainul Abidin told them, how will you face the Master alayhi salam? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ And the Master alayhi salam will say, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي You murdered my grandson. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي And you are the ones that you desecrated. You speak of Ahlul Bayt. You desecrated the sanctity of Ahlul Bayt. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي You don't belong to my ummah. You out. Who's saying this? Hazrat Zainul Abidin. I gave Mawlana Ilyas now. I promised you last night. For the ulama and anybody who knows Arabic, we brought 100 copies here. Allah reward my brother Idris Mayed. So, take it. All the references are there. Al-Irshad, Al-Istibsar, all Shia sources. Sayyidina Hussein's beloved daughter, Fatima Sughra, told them, you killed my father, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu, and you murdered my grandfather also. What did the Shia say? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي When you see people cursing and swearing my companions, فَقُولُوا then say, لَأَنَّتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ Allah's curse be upon you. So remember that. So what did they respond? To Sayyida Fatima Sughra, the daughter of Sayyidina Hussein. They said, they read poetry. قَاتَلْنَا أَلِيًّا وَبَنِي أَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِ Yes, we murdered Ali. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein. Yes, we did it with the swords and the spears made in India. You be the judge. This is your book, Shias. You have to answer for all these things. So my brothers, we need not apologize to anybody. This is not something of our shop and our school and this is matter of iman and kufr. Eternal success or eternal condemnation. May Almighty Allah let us live with iman and Islam. Let us die with iman and Islam according to the creed and aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the challenge we must rise up to is that teach our children, our students this as well. Inshallah, tonight, whatever questions we have, you can pose them. And for the ladies tomorrow, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.